I personally really enjoy Laura Lee. Her office is always open for us for whatever question we have. We also have the after-school program, and personally, my child is in the after-school program. He's a fourth grader. His name's Jose Abraham, and he really enjoys it, along with all his friends, which there are the three amigos. That's Matthew and Jerry, and they are involved in dancing, computer, and all kinds of things. Can I just steal 20 more seconds? We have a very, very important night of the year that we started in 05, which is Cinco de Mayo, and it started with just parents. And then, thank God and thank the school that the son has actually supported it, and it has supported us in providing the monies to make it a great event. It has, it's a whole community for the whole community of all races. And it's a great event that everybody's looking forward to. You know, and the kids just say, when is it going to be? When is it going to be? And the kids participate in it. So that's the fun. And thank you very much for this opportunity and for all the great programs that the city of Portland provides for our school.
Thank you, folks. Thanks.
The next four are Michael Morrow, Krista Larson, Claudine Paris, and Brad Perkins.
Just scoot down just a little bit, then we can have folks in the end be able to talk. So thank you for being here. When you speak, please state your name for the record. And you can start anywhere. Want to start here?
Sure. Mayor Potter, members of the council, I'm Krista Larson with Metropolitan Family Service. I'm here to make three major points. First point, thank you. Thank you for supporting CHIF. It's made a huge difference, as you've heard tonight, in the lives of a lot of families and a lot of kids in our community. Our program that CHIF has supported is called Experience Corps. It's a mentoring program. The mentors are older adults who work with kids now in 11 schools in Portland and provide about 40,000 hours of mentoring support every year. Secondly, we strongly support putting CHIF on the ballot measure again this fall, and we hope you will consider that seriously. It's because of the great outcomes that all these programs get, and including Experience Corps. Third, we are very committed to providing opportunities for volunteers. We want to use more of what one of America's only growing natural resources, older adult volunteers. And that is a huge resource in our country and a growing resource. And I'd like to introduce Claudine Paris, who's here next to me, who is one of these volunteers who works at James John School in North Portland.
Who's growing older? I'm Claudine Paris. And I thank you for listening to all of us. The Child Investment Fund, like most funds we invest, take longer than a political career to come to fruition. So I commend you for your long-range vision in recommending CHIF be renewed. In his lecture last night as part of the OHSU series on the brain, Dr. Pat Levitt from the Vanderbilt Kennedy Center for Research on Human Development at Vanderbilt University told us that research shows that every dollar spent on early intervention saves nearly $13 in future public benefits and programs, such as special education, welfare, and crime, with the additional benefit of producing higher wage earners. In the nature-nurture picture, early intervention, such as prenatal care, is the most opportune time to affect nature. The nurture part has a bigger window of opportunity, but most crucially, while the brain is still most malleable, when early experiences literally shape the architecture of the young brain. And as Dr. Levitt says, the young brain kind of predicts what the older brain is going to be like. So when we shape the brain in early years, it makes a big difference in later years. And it turns out that the social-emotional connections play a major role in learning, and that's why things like sitting your kid in front of a TV don't work. They need the social interaction. I'm involved, so you need to know that, Eric. I'm involved in the nurture part of this whole business through Metropolitan Family Services. And I would say that in this role, I have five grandchildren, the youngest of whom is 21. And so I have missed having young children in my life, but these kids really are as much fun as my grandkids were. They really are. They bring, and so the byproduct is my nurturing. So I have every day I'm in the school. Every day I'm in the school, I have successes. And I bring joy to them. They bring joy to me. I'm a healthy, older citizen because of my participation.
Thank you, Mayor Potter, members of the commission. I'm Michael Morrow, a longtime Portland resident, longtime member of STAND, and for 14 years I've coordinated child care services at Portland Community College. For the first 10 of those, I had to, on a regular basis, usually a couple of times a week, when students ask me if we had evening and Saturday care, say, nope, sorry, we can't do that. We can't afford it. Thanks to the CHIP levy, we have offered Saturday and evening care for low-income students for 4 years now. Over 150 students and approximately 170 kids have had quality child care, evenings and Saturdays, and that's allowed a large number of our students, including Shelley in the dental assisting program, to further their education, become better employees, better members of the community, and better parents. So I've been able to do that. I've also been able, at many of the national conferences I go to stand up with the folks from Seattle and San Francisco when they brag on their wonderful programs and the great things they're doing and say, well, Portland's doing that too now, and that's been a great source of satisfaction for me. So this is a deja vu moment. I was sitting maybe in the same chair 6 years ago where we were addressing you asking for the permission to go out despite the hard economic times, despite other wonderful things being on the ballot. Give us a chance. It took three meetings. Hope it doesn't this time. But finally, we had the chance to do that, and we demonstrated that we had the energy to get that passed. A lot of us are getting a little bit older. Some of us are getting close to retirement, but everybody in this room has at least one good election left in them. So if you give us the opportunity to do that, we would love to pick up that ball and run with this one again. Thank you for your time.
Mayor Potter, Council, glad to be here tonight representing the great organization STAND for Children. But I must say that I'm also a part of the Portland Business Alliance, who is overwhelmingly in support of this. So as far as the private sector's play in this, as far as contributing funds, it's there. And STAND for Children is a great organization. I got involved from my commitment to a three-year program that involved with the State Justice Department, reviewing cases for Child Protective Services. And in that experience, I was able to understand the need for good foster care. And Commissioner Saltzman, I really appreciate you adding that leg to this measure as a needed fund to improve foster care within the city. But the STAND for Children is a group of volunteers that is very successful in lobbying and passing initiatives for the benefit of children. It has a network of in districts and representatives throughout cities of Oregon that are very efficient in helping out on measures such as this. The SHIFT program, which is the tax measure passed 5 years ago, was the STAND for Children's first successful action in Portland. It's a real investment to children. The taxpayer is $10 million per year into a children's program with proven track records. Let's look at some of the numbers here. These services improve the lives of 16,000 neediest kids in Portland. It involves 46 organizations and 66 programs that rely on these funds. And at least 50% of the children are participating in these programs. They're in extreme poverty. Most of the families of four below $20,000 per year, and I don't know how they do it. And as far as accountability, SHIF is great because only 5% goes to administrative costs. Portland's Children's Investment Fund truly is a safety net for Portland's neediest children. Speaking for members of Stanford Children, we feel that SHIF helps to implement our vital goal of making systematic change in our societal priorities to better meet children in most need. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks, folks.
The next four are Michelle Boss Barber, Michelle Anderson, Ruth Martinez Alicia, and Brendan Bassett.
Mayor, I had not quite expected the amount of enthusiasm we have tonight, and I made a commitment to pick up my son. And given the topic matter, I think I'm going to keep it for a variety of reasons. So I'm going to bow out for a very good reason, but I want to let you know that I've already pledged to Commissioner Saltzman, though I won't be on the council, I will be spending some what I hope to have a little more free time campaigning for this. So thank you, everyone.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm Michelle Vaz-Barba with Ethos Music Center.
And I'm Michelle Anderson with Ethos.
Only the Michelles were allowed to leave tonight. So it's our pleasure to be here to talk to you guys about the impact that Ethos has seen CHIF have in the community. From an organizational standpoint, it enabled us to take a model, a pilot program that we did in one school in the Beaverton School District and expand it to five schools in the Portland Public School District. This is a model that is now being further developed in rural communities throughout the state. This, you know, going down to another level, this has enabled us to have better trained teachers who have then in turn not only taught at these five CHIF schools, but they've gone out all over the metro area giving great education. We have just under 1,000 students right now in music classes in the Portland metro area and rural Oregon. And then the biggest impact is the fact that we've hit about over 700 students unduplicated in the past 4 years. Many of those students have continued all 4 years in the after-school music classes.
The CHIF funds help us provide a huge spectrum of classes from guitar, piano, choir, and band to less traditional classes like hip-hop and rock band, world rhythms, African drumming and dance. And we provide these classes at five different schools in North and Northeast Portland, Humboldt, King, Vernon, Vestal, and Woodlawn Elementary. In addition to the free classes, we check out instruments to these students for just a small deposit so they have something to practice on throughout the year. And we also provide assemblies with many amazing bands around Portland. And I wanted to share with you the lyrics to a song that one of our students wrote in a songwriting class at Humboldt Elementary tonight. Count to three, take a deep breath, come down through the stress. If you ever had a day like me, well, just you wait and see for it to get better, because life's a journey through cold weather. Think of good things to take you out of pain. Think of good things. Now feel okay, let hope take you away. Now feel okay, let hope take you away.
So we hope that we'll be able to continue these programs at these schools. We've seen reading and math scores increase. We've seen lower discipline referrals. We've seen increased attendance because of these classes. So we hope you guys will be in support of that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Ruth Martinez Alicea. I'm originally from Puerto Rico, and in 2001, I made Portland my home. One of the reasons I decided that Portland would be my home and I would be away from the beautiful beaches of Puerto Rico is because I learned how this community takes responsibility of itself. And I believe that CHIF is an example of that. The way that I've witnessed that is I have the honor of managing Proyecto Unica of Catholic Charities, El Programa Hispano, the Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Program of Catholic Charities, El Programa Hispano. And CHIF funds are a PCHIP program, Parent Involvement, Parent-Child Involvement Project. This is a partnership between El Programa Hispano, Listen to Kids, and West Women Shelter. And the way that we've seen it has been so amazing for all the participating partners and the community that many people want to copy the model. And this is actually something that it's already in the works. we are writing grants to be able to copy the model and have it available. One of the reasons why it's so important is because actually our parent-child specialist at a Programa Hispano is the only bilingual, bicultural parent-child specialist that would work with domestic violence survivors in all of Portland for all of the Latino survivors of domestic violence in our community, which is very disproportionate. But it's an amazing program that we see work. Children, after going through this program, know that it's not their fault, the domestic violence that they've gone through, that they're victims, that their caregivers are victims. They know to identify the feelings they have about their experience. And all of them come out of the program with multiple safety plans. I think that is a great achievement. I really encourage you to support this program. Thank you.
Mayor Potter, commissioners, my name is Brendan Bassett, and I'm here representing Big Brothers Big Sisters Columbia Northwest. The Children's Investment Fund has been a key to our agency's success in our mission of finding a caring adult mentor for every child who needs and wants one. Since their first offer of support in 2004, CHIF grants have enabled us to match close to 1,000 children in the city of Portland, including foster children and Latino youth. Quite simply, CHIF funding directly supports the majority of service that we provide in the city. I'd like to share a brief example of the impact that this service is having for children in our program. When Kenny signed up for Big Brothers Big Sisters, he was struggling in school both academically and socially. His mild autism made it difficult to connect with peers and stay focused in class. Since Kenny was matched with his big brother Wes, his confidence has soared. Kenny's grandparents, who have been his guardians in recent years, report that he's walking on a cloud and that his teachers have even commented that there's just something different about Kenny. For the first time in years, Kenny is starting to make friends his own age, is improving his grades, and is looking forward to college. In a recent conversation I had with Kenny, I asked him what he liked about having a big brother. "He just likes me for who I am," he replied, "and that's kind of a change for me." This type of impact is realized through the combination of the Children's Investment Fund providing financial resources and then demanding results from our program. The grant administrators have worked continuously with our team, developing our process of collecting and interpreting data that demonstrates positive outcomes for the youth in our program, so that we can say with absolute confidence that children in our program experience increased self-esteem, improved peer relationships, they make better decisions, and they improve their academic performance. As a result of CHIF's support, Big Brothers Big Sisters Columbia Northwest has emerged as a leading mentoring provider in the city. The success that CHIF has helped us achieve has also inspired a growing number of community members to get involved in what they know to be an effective mission, as demonstrated by these strong outcomes. Clearly, CHIF's continued support is essential for our agency as we move forward in meeting our goal of serving 6,000 children by the year 2010. We appreciate your consideration tonight.
Thank you, folks. Thank
you. Next four are Gail Pyle, April Sandoval, and Edwin Pilobelu, and Gerald Deloney.
Could you... I thought you were going to pass those out. I was going to have you give them to you. Thank you.
You weren't introduced, I guess.
Thanks for being here, folks. When you speak, please state your name for the record. You each have 2 minutes.
I'm Edwin Pilobelu, program and robotics instructor for Saturday Academy, and taking great advantage of the CHIF leverage funds to bring high technology to disadvantaged kids. This is AlphaRex. It shows that behind every push button are levers, gears, actuators, and everything. Basically, Lego, the Lego company has recognized that we have to push the knowledge base down. What used to be in the master's degree level is now being pushed down because of the demands of industry. And these sort of toys, Toy of the Year in 2007, 2006, are able to help me teach these kids hard fun. And I'm grateful for the opportunity and encourage all of you folks to continue with our program so the kids who don't even see these things except in advertisements and source can actually put their fingers on it. I believe I've discovered a couple of future Luke Skywalkers who are about to ready to embark on learning how to fix their own C-3POs and R2-D2s. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is April Sandoval, and I'm Director of Outreach at Saturday Academy. I've been fortunate to observe many of our after-school classes in which Edwin teaches, and have seen firsthand the effect these classes are having on our students. When talking with the instructors, they've seen things such as excitement amongst the students, a sense of accomplishment, curiosity that has enveloped many minds. I was at James John Elementary School a few weeks ago, observing a class called Electricity, Motors, Magnets, and Wires. A fourth grade boy made me smile when I asked him what he liked best about the class. His response was, "This class has stretched my brain." I was at Mount Tabor Middle School a few days ago as well, observing a math and medicine class. Students were working on a simulation of a heart transplant on the computer. One eighth grade girl said, "I'm teaching my mom about math and medicine since I'm now the expert." None of this would be possible without children's investment funds. We are grateful to provide these after-school classes at the school site level. Students can participate and learn through hands-on activities from professionals who are passionate about their careers and experts as well. Lastly, I'd like to read an email sent to me from an eighth grade student. This was a student who was in a math and medicine class from a prior term. She said, "This class was very interesting and useful for life. I will use the stuff learned in this class throughout my whole life. Please say thank you to our fun instructor for letting me have this chance to learn about math and medicine. Without you, I wouldn't have had this wonderful experience." Thank you.
I'm Gail Pio, the director of classes at Saturday Academy. And as April and Edwin have been telling you, we provide hands-on project-based learning. And we're in the second year of a grant from CHIF where we're providing these classes in after-school programs at schools in low-income areas. I'd like to share some feedback on some of the classes, as April was doing. I think the students say it best. I chose these feedback because they show not only the skills that these children learn from the professionals who teach the classes, but also the sense of empowerment that they get. The first comment's from a James John student who participated in a Bridges of Portland Design and Construction class. The class was taught by Fayez Haju, a Multnomah County bridge engineer. The students built 12-foot replicas of St. John's Bridge and the Hawthorne Bridge, working from actual bridge blueprints. The school coordinator commented on how proud the students were, and one student commented that he didn't know about bridges before, but after all I know now, I can even tell others about my experiences. And then a Lent student in a computer graphics class said that was taught by a professional graphic designer, commented that she never knew about this until now. It's awesome. And the instructor commented on that she liked seeing how intent on their work the students became after things clicked and they realized their work looked great. Not long ago, one of my instructors, a professional actor, called to tell me about something that wasn't related to a CHIF class. But at the start of the conversation, she said, "First, I want to say something. You should tell the people providing the classes for these kids that they're doing a good thing." So I will. CHIF's a good thing, and it should be continued.
Hi, my name is Gerald Deloney, and I'm here representing Self Enhancement Incorporated. And first of all, I'd like to just thank you guys for coming to Jefferson for a week and conducting business there. We have a lot of kids in that school, and it left a lasting impact on those students. And they tell me that the mayor has continued a relationship over there. One of my staff people said they saw you come back over to the school, so we certainly appreciate that. It's great to be here with other programs at work. And that's the important part of this initiative that makes it so great. I remember when Commissioner Salzman came over to the SEI and we did a staff meeting, we talked about programs at work. And we're extremely happy because we're one of those that have been recognized both locally and nationally as a program that really works. And we actually are in the process of replicating our programs in other parts of the country. Our goal is to build positive contributing citizens. And the payback to the citizens of Portland is tremendous when you create a positive contributing citizen. You get a multiplier effect in the tax benefits that come back out of tax-paying citizens versus those kids that we can't save, and they have that ultimate drain on society. In our program, kids enter into second grade and actually stay to age 25. And what the CHIF funds have done is that we take kids that are initially targeted for the after-school program. We're actually able to leverage other funding that gives them both an in-school experience, an after-school experience, and a summer experience. So about half the kids that have come through the program have really benefited from the additional services that we can provide kids by the CHIF dollars. Those kids will never leave the program, whether the funding is there from this or not. So each time we spend a dollar, we're trying to leverage those dollars to make a difference in the lives of children. So thank you.
Thank you, folks.
Thanks. The next four are Celeste Jansen, Rick Nitti, Katie Lawton, and Deborah Murray.
Thanks for being here, folks. When you speak, state your name for the record. You each have 2 minutes. We'll start there.
Thank you for having me here today. My name is Celeste Jansen, and I am with Oregon Mentors. Oregon Mentors is a statewide partnership for mentoring programs. We work with approximately 115 unique programs at 300 different sites, and many of the organizations that we work with are CHIF grantees. I wanted to, first of all, thank the Portland City Council for supporting CHIF in the past. The staff and board of Oregon Mentors strongly urge Portland City Council to authorize placing the Children's Investment Fund levy on the fall 2008 ballot. High-quality mentoring programs provide a tremendous service to Portland's youth. Research shows the benefits of mentoring accrue over time. Youth that develop a positive relationship with an adult care more about their community and are more connected. That connectedness translates into a lot of very positive things, including improved relationships with peers, improved attitudes, and fewer behavior referrals. Overall, we know that youth that are connected to school are more likely to stay enrolled longer, they're more likely to graduate, more likely to become a skilled worker and contribute to a society and the economy. Personally, I'm a mentor with Mentor Portland, which is a CHIF grantee at the Boys and Girls Aid Society. It's a fantastic program, and I'm a mentor to Wendy, an eighth grade student at Binsmead Middle School. I invest my time as a mentor because it's important to me to see the youth in Portland succeed. I'm grateful for Portland voters for also investing in CHIF in the past, and I'm excited to vote for CHIF this November. Thank you.
My name is Deborah Murray, and I'm the executive director of Peninsula Children's Center, one of the first round of recipients of CHIF funds 6 years ago. At that time, we entered into this partnership with the city with a great deal of hope and some sort of hunches about our proven program. I think as a child care center, we maybe sort of even squeaked under the radar just a little bit in terms of what we could prove, but what we believed that we had been doing. A couple of things that have come out of this relationship have proved that we are a proven program now, partly with the technical assistance that we've received from the CHIF staff in terms of documenting what we knew intuitively that we were doing that was good for children, but has really changed into hard data about the progress that we've made. But I think one of the things, like many of the people that have talked here, one of the things I wanted to add was some of the surprises that we have encountered in the last 6 years. The first surprise is what it's done for my staff in terms of raising their sense of professionalism, in terms of raising their sense of the difference they make in the lives of the children that we care for. In our partnership with Morrison Child and Family Services and the Hearing and Speech Institute of Portland, it has helped us bring resources in to support those staff people so that I now have data that says kids are staying in care longer. My teachers are willing to risk taking on harder kids. We have increased the number of special needs children that are participating in our programs, and those have always been kids that sort of the regular child care teacher was really frightened of because that teacher didn't think she had the skills or the patience or the support to take on a child like that in a group setting. My teachers now know that they can do it. We have three children in our program now who have been diagnosed with autism, and when a new parent showed up with a fourth one, instead of the teachers looking at me and going, oh, Deborah, please, no, what one of the teachers said was, I'm getting good at this. I'll take him in my class. And that was the reaction I was waiting for. So thank you so much. As Commissioner Saltzman has asked me many times over the years, but Deborah, are you increasing capacity? And I'm here to say proudly that we are increasing capacity not only in the kinds of children that we can serve, the numbers of children that we can serve, but the quality of the teachers who are serving them. So thank you very much.
My name is Rick Nitti. I'm the Executive Director of Neighborhood House. Mr. Mayor, Commissioners, I want to thank you for your past support and urge your continued support of the Children Investment Fund. CHIF has had a tremendous impact on the lives of children and their families in the City of Portland. Neighborhood House has been fortunate to be a recipient of funds from the Children Investment Fund. The funds from CHIF have allowed us to expand our services in a number of ways. We all know the child poverty rate in the community has grown. We also know that poverty has drifted towards the east neighborhoods of the city. We know that despite the migration of poverty, there are many low-income children remaining in other neighborhoods in the city. While Southwest Portland is known as an affluent part of town, it has a considerable population of low-income children. One of every four children enrolled in Wilson Cluster Elementary Schools receive free and reduced lunch, and the Markham Elementary School level is above 50%. Most of those children are from immigrant and refugee families from places like Somalia, Kenya, Afghanistan, and Iraq. While their more wealthy neighbors have resources for childcare, preschool, educational enrichment, and recreational services, these poor children would not have any service options other than those Neighborhood House provides with support from CHIF. CHIF has funded the Jackson Middle School Sun program, where these children can obtain mentoring, homework help, career exploration, sports and arts programs, as well as other supports. Without CHIF funding, these children would have no options. The Neighborhood House Early Oregon Pre-Kindergarten Program replicates Early Head Start, and Katie will talk about it more fully. Without CHIF funding, these children would have no option for Head Start services. Finally, I want to just mention the innovative Child Care Improvement Project, which, going along with some of our others, is being replicated now in two counties in the state, in Marion and Deschutes County. That program provides training and support for family child care providers. And here are some of the ways that CHIF funds specifically have helped. CCIP Parent Subsidies has helped over 45 low-income women complete their education, leading to financial stability for their families. Provider education grants have provided for 10 providers money to take classes at community college and to attend conferences to improve their professional skills. Resource grants were provided for over 100 providers to allow them to purchase needed curriculum supplies and equipment. I'll close with a success story. Sonia, a provider, was evicted from her apartment. With assistance from her CCIP network coordinator and rental assistance from Neighborhood House, Sonia obtained a new apartment. This apartment included a designated child care room. This allowed her to stay in business and provide help to improve the developmental skills and school readiness for 8 children in her care. I urge your support. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Katie Lawton, and I'm the Education and Disabilities Coordinator for the Early Oregon Pre-Kindergarten Program. Research has showed us again and again the value and the importance of young children having strong and secure attachments with their parents. This is a main goal of our program, and we do this by strengthening the parent and the child relationship through weekly home visits where positive parenting skills are modeled for those parents. We also do this through group socializations in which parents and children are invited in to play and to learn and to share some of the parenting joys and some of the challenges. And as one of the moms was leaving last week, I said, "How's it going?" And she says, "You know, I just didn't realize I had it in me to be a good mom. I just didn't know." And that's what programs like this does. It helps people to realize their own potential and their own independence. And what we do is we give them the skills and the opportunities to make the change to have a healthier life. And that makes a stronger person, a stronger parent, and a stronger community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Last two are Nicole Mayer and Amy Brown.
Good
Please state your name for the record, and you each have 2 minutes.
Good evening. My name is Nicole June Maher. I'm an enrolled member of the Tlingit and Haida Central Council from Southeast Alaska, and I've served as the executive director of NAIA Family Center for the past 7 years. I'm here to say this evening that I absolutely support this going to the ballot, and I know that there are countless parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles, volunteers, and community members in our community that will be voting for it and campaigning for it. I absolutely have been in the last several years so impressed with the way that CHIF has structurally handled the granting process and administered its programs. The last few years have really represented significant demographic change in Portland. We know that 60% of children living in poverty are children of color, and CHIF has fulfilled its commitment to serve and fund programs that truly do work, and that means funding culturally specific organizations that have staff and boards and volunteers that reflect the children being served. Because of this, literally hundreds of Native children have been served in a program that matches their worldview, their culture. Linguistically and cultural programs are provided weekly for hundreds of Native children. CHIF has also been fantastic about being outcomes-driven and actually assisting programs collect the data. Because of that, we know that 70% of the students we've served have increased their attendance, 80% have increased their academic achievement, and 70% have decreased behavioral instances. The data speaks one story, but the community tells another. We now have hundreds of children who know their dances and can speak some words in their language, and many of you have seen those children dancing. That's very different than even 5 years ago in this community. Lastly, I just want to applaud the focus and the additional priority around foster care. That's something I'm very passionate about. Although Native Americans are only 5% of the population, we're 30% of children in foster care. And we know that this is an important investment. Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Amy Brown. I'm here with SMART as a 10-year employee and volunteer to thank you for your support. SMART envisions an Oregon where every child can read and is empowered to succeed. And we do this by matching thousands of volunteers with children in kindergarten to third grade who need literacy support. According to our nation's report card, Oregon ranks 32nd in the nation for reading scores, and 38% of our Oregon fourth graders read below the basic level. We know that if children can't read by fourth grade, they're more likely to struggle as adults, drop out of school, and be less successfully employed. We also know that fifth graders who participate in SMART are 60% more likely to pass the state reading benchmarks than our similar students who did not participate. So we know that SMART is making a meaningful difference in the lives of thousands of children, and we are setting them on track for success, because if they can learn to read, they can read to learn. Statewide, we're serving 11,000 children a year, and about 3,500 of these are in the Portland area. Thanks to the Children's Investment Fund's multi-year support, 1,700 children in 24 Portland public schools are receiving SMART. The fund has also helped us attract $320,000 from the Gates Foundation and expand into more schools in the Portland public school system. So we are truly grateful for your support. We are basically setting 1,700 kids on track for success in school and life. And as I'm sure many of you know, a lot of states determine their prison populations with third grade reading scores. And as Chief Sizer said earlier this evening, it's $65,000 a year to incarcerate a child or an adult. So investing $300 in a child now versus $65,000 later is just smart. Thank you.
That's all who signed up.
Okay. It's with the testimony. Thank you all for coming in and testifying tonight. It's a resolution. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Well, I want to thank everyone who testified. It was very compelling and helped put a face to the many excellent results that have been achieved by CHIF. I want to commend Commissioner Saltzman and his staff and the staff at CHIF for having such a successful start and sustaining that start to the point where we are today for renewing it, which I do so enthusiastically. So congratulations. Now the real work begins. Aye.
Leonard.
Well, if there was any doubt that prevention really is the best way to address society's various ills, this program should settle that for anybody who really wants to try to get a handle on how you deal with the social problems of issues ranging from crime in the streets to alcoholism to drug abuse. And this really is the thoughtful way to try to resolve those issues at the earliest possible stage. And this is money well spent that would cost exponentially more dollars, as we've heard articulately explained here tonight over and over, if we had to deal with those issues later on in a person's life. So the testimony was moving. It was to the point. And I think Dan's just done an excellent job not only putting this together today, but in managing the program up till now. So I'm very, very pleased to support it. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to thank everybody for being here tonight, and it is indeed, I want to thank my colleagues on the council for their support. As Commissioner Adams said, the real work begins now. We'll be on the ballot, but we've got to hang together here so we can make sure that we pass this in November. There's a lot of concern today about where politicians get their one-liners from, so I want to make sure I attribute this source. I think you may have seen this today from Marianne Schwab. She had a great one-liner. We need to invest in the playpen so society can stop investing in the state pen. Nice. Anyways, that's what our work cut out. So I look forward to working with all of you between now and November to make sure we get this renewed for 5 more years. Aye.
Potter.
You know, when the last few years we had 500 children write a children's and youth bill of rights, and these were the issues that they talked about to us as adults, the things that we as adults needed to fix. This is our opportunity to take those first steps and renew this. But we need to do more than that, because for every child we help, there are children that are not being helped. And I think as adults in society, we are responsible for fixing it, not them. And so as you talk to your neighbors and your friends, your colleagues, strangers on the street, talk to them about this in November. There's going to be a lot of issues on the ballot. There will be some voter fatigue, but it's important to our children, it's important to Portland and our state's future that we provide that ounce of prevention that prevents the pound of cure. So thank you all for being here tonight, and I'd like to thank Commissioner Saltzman for leading this effort and for all those people who put in untold hours of volunteer time to help our children. I vote aye. We are adjourned until next week.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Good job. Good job.